Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. When I first moved to Charlotte, the one thing I complained about most was the lack of sidewalks. Of course, there are sidewalks in Uptown, but move away from the center city and you're venturing into unpaved territory. I would love to walk to our studios in the university area since I only live a couple of miles away. But try crossing streets with no marked crosswalks and you'll have a lot of drivers honking at you. The lack of sidewalks annoyed me so much that I put in an official sidewalk request through the city's website just 1 month after moving here. And within a couple of weeks, I received a cheerful response. Here's what the email said.
Hello, I'm in receipt of your sidewalk request for a section of North Tryon Street. I have good news for you. North Tryon Street from Highway 49 to Mallard Creek Church Road is currently on the sidewalk list. Please let me know if I can help you further.
That's the good news. The bad news, I'm still waiting. But the bigger issue is probably the lack of crosswalks. Charlottians sometimes die trying to cross streets where there are no crosswalks. Here's an incident from February of 2012.
1-year-old Jeremy Bruton and 5-year-old Kadrian Pendergrass were hit and killed this morning at the corner of Shady Lane and West Tybola Road. The brothers and their infant sister were walking with their father to daycare.
1 month later, another person was killed while trying to cross the street in front of Geringer High School.
That girl who was killed was a senior at Geringer, 18-year-old Brittany Palmer. She was hit by a Jeep as she crossed Eastway Drive at East Sugar Creek Road.
What's unfortunate is that Brittany Palmer was killed at this intersection, and that prompted the city council to take action on dedicating funding for this.
Debbie Smith is the city's traffic safety manager. The intersection in front of Geringer High School was ranked in the city's top 10 list of intersections that need crosswalks. But Smith says Brittany Palmer's death moved it to the top of the list with the help of state funds. 2 weeks after her death, the Charlotte Department of Transportation got the green light to build crosswalks and sidewalks. Construction is expected to begin this summer. This puts the city just a little closer to meeting its goal of building 375 miles of new sidewalks by 2035. Charlotte currently builds about 7 miles of new sidewalk a year, and each mile costs roughly $1 million. So 375 miles divided by 7 miles per year, that's 53 and a half years. At this rate, we're talking about waiting another half a century. On WalkScore, Charlotte ranks as the 50th most walkable large city in the U.S. The website adds that Charlotte is a car-dependent city because, quote, almost all errands require a car. And it's not just 20-somethings like myself who wish they could walk to a bodega. Michael Olander is the Associate State Director of AARP North Carolina.
There's situations where there's, say, senior housing on one side of the street and then some type of service on the other side of the street, whether it's transportation, whether it's grocery shopping, and the older people who are trying to get across that street have no real safe way of doing that.
So last fall, AARP organized Walkable Charlotte Week. Volunteers got out their clipboards to collect data on 15 sidewalks in Charlotte.
We are Northwest. We're on the northwest corner of Charlottetown and Metropolitan Avenue.
At first glance, the intersection of Charlottetown and Metropolitan Avenue looks great. But once the senior citizens bent over for a closer look, it was easy to find flaws.
Okay, the problems. Crossing doesn't have a pedestrian signal or audible. No sound.
No sound on any.
Yes.
Drivers do not stop behind the white lines. The southwest corner walk sign does not count down, and the northwest corner walk sign does not count down.
But they admit they're a critical bunch.
We found several cracks in on both sides. One brick was cracked on the corner, and then another brick was cracked on the corner, and then the sidewalk was cracked.
Okay, good.
No excellence.
It's a hard crowd.
We hardcore.
AARP is still trying to figure out how to make this data useful for CDOT. One of the Walkable Charlotte Week participants, Dean Broadhag, thinks it will take a while for Charlotte's sidewalks to become as comprehensive as, say, New York or Boston.
They started in the 16 and 1700s. We started 10, 15 years ago. What I tell folks when I worked with schools is that for at least through the 80s and the 90s, and I think 3,000 new kids came into the city. That's building a high school every year.
He makes a good point, and it's probably why I should cut Charlotte some slack and zip my mouth. But the challenge is only going to get tougher. By the year 2030, the Office of State Budget and Management projects Mecklenburg County will grow by another 350,000 people. This is the Steam Shamma for A Trifling Place.